Hey, Strongpreneur Nation. Today I want to talk about how you can stop being such a loser. And what I mean by loser is somebody who continually gets their butt kicked when they're competing in their business. Okay, this does not mean that you're a loser in life. It doesn't mean I think you're a total knucklehead or anything like that. But if you happen to find yourself getting your face kicked in, getting your butt kicked all the time and feeling like you're never winning financially, or you know, you can't build the team that you want to build in your business, or whatever's going on to make you feel like you're not winning, this is for you. So here's three tips to help you continue in your losing ways if you would like to be a loser, which hopefully you don't. So number one, if you want to continue being a loser, go ahead and keep playing that victim card, buddy. That's a great idea. I don't have control. That's what you're saying. You're saying, I don't have control over my business. And that's just bull. See, you're right. You don't control the economy. You don't control your competitors. You don't control the weather. But you know what? Winners don't sit back and allow themselves to be the victims. Winners find a way to get things done without excuse. All right. So you control what you can control. Things like the customer experience and sales tracking and understanding who your ideal client is and communicating with them and not being a knucklehead and a bonehead and standing behind the work or the services that you offer. There are so many things that are within your control that if you would just pay attention to those things, you wouldn't be the victim anymore. All right, so don't allow yourself to be a victim. Number two way for you to continue in your losing ways would be continue to not get clarity about what it is that you really want. See, a lot of business owners are afraid to plant their flag on something. They're afraid to plant it in a certain niche. They're afraid to set a goal. They won't name the goal. I don't really know what I want in the coming year and all this other garbage because they're afraid to get clear. They're afraid to get clarity about what they really want. And instead, they flounder around and make no substantial progress because they won't get clear on what they want. Winners choose a target and they go after it. They relentlessly pursue what they want. They put their crosshairs on it and bam, they take it down. All right. Number three, the third simple tip to help you continue in your losing ways would be keep being inconsistent. That's got to be the kicker right there, right? You know, it's like the football player who knows he should lift weights in the off season so he can have a better in-season performance. But he goes to the gym, you know, this week he'll go four times and lift. Next week he might go five. And he might go five for 3 weeks in a row and then he'll drop down to two. And he'll make excuses about he's tired or he's this or he's that. And throughout the course of the year, he averages maybe 2 days a week in the gym. Okay, that is not the consistent effort that it's going to take to win on the football field. In business, it's no different. You know that you should write a blog and create content. You know you should pick the phone up and call your past clients. You know you should, you know, track your leads and do all the other things that you do. As a business owner, you already know what you need to do. The problem is you're not being consistent. So winners, again, do the right things without excuse. They do it when they don't feel like it. They do it when they don't see the results that they want to see because they know if they keep pounding away, eventually that rock is going to break. So keep hitting the rock with that sledgehammer day in and day out, and you will build that strong business. All right. With that, make sure you head on over to strongpreneurnation.com. Check out the new website and some things we got going there. And I would love to hear any questions that you have that you'd like me to cover on one of our Strongpreneur solo casts. And then finally, if you know somebody who would be a great guest for the Strongpreneur podcast, send them my way and let's get them on here. Let's pick their brain, find out what makes them tick. And with that, y'all take care. Travis, bring in the guitars, buddy.